Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live as we kick off the third hour of this live Saturday edition. The we includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there on the site. Totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. The minimum wage coming up to $15 an hour in Seattle, and restaurants are already closing their doors before it even goes into effect. We can tell you more about that if we get the chance, which we may not, because lots of people want to talk about stuff that they want to discuss. So let's go to the phones and the fun and start out this hour with Paul in Searcy, Arkansas, listening to KSMD. Hello, Paul.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I have to stand outside to get reception, but it's a little better tonight anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the four blood moons, but the fellow brought up the Jews and why everyone hates the Jews.
Not everyone hates Jews, only bigots
racists. Why so many? And it takes them by surprise. And historically, okay? And anyhow, while Muslims in the Middle East are destroying Orthodox Christian churches, villages, cities, running people,
Just to be clear, that's a really unfair statement. There may be some Muslims.
Let me finish. I'm not trying to. The Vatican had a synod of bishops from the Middle East and North Africa 4 years ago who blamed the existence of the state of Israel and the Jews for all of the unrest, even though all of it has come from Islamic fundamentalist. My answer to the guy in Alabama would be that God said everybody's going to turn on the Jews. And even with our nation presently, we've never been so disparate with them, at least our administration. But the four blood moons, the first occurrence, and they do happen regularly, you could say, but the first one in our modern times was 1492-93. In that year, Spain outlawed being a Jew and living in Spain. You could die or you could leave.
You could what or leave?
You could convert, be killed, or get out. Spain did that, which at the time was the most powerful nation in the world, until 1588 when the Spanish Armada was sunk. Okay, the next time the four blood moons happened was 1948-49. Does that ring a bell? First year of Israel coming back as a Jewish state.
Okay.
Okay? That's 450 years between those, so it's somewhat remarkable. Okay? The next time it happened again was 67-68. Does that ring a bell?
Was that the war?
The Six-Day War, which reclaimed all the territory of old Jerusalem, or old Israel. Yeah, and they got Jerusalem back as their capital.
Okay.
There seems to be a pattern here. 2014 and 15, you've got four blood moons, which the lady was trying to say has to do with, relates strongly to Israel.
But you don't know what's going to happen, right?
It's a judgment.
The judgment day?
It's a judgment of coming. It's a judgment of sorts.
Okay, so you're not claiming that Jesus is going to return with a trump and that Christians are going to rise up?
If it happens, that's going to, but the solar eclipses.
It's not going to happen.
Solar eclipses. There are two solar eclipses also on Jewish feast days in this period. The odds of the four blood moons plus the two solar eclipses, very unusual. Matthew 24 talks about the sun turning.
So how long do I have?
Hey, make fun if you will.
I'm happy to make fun of this. Every prediction so far for the end of the world has been wrong.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just asking you how long I have.
He doesn't know. Only Jesus knows. Thanks, Paul, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Look, so there's a website here, Mark, endtime.com. They've got a long, rambling screed about the four blood moons here. They claim there's going to be a new Holocaust.
So Jews are going to be killed? Is that what we're talking about?
They claim
lots of Jews.
They claim here you have to go a ways into this particular story before you actually get to the claim, but they say that there's going to be some sort of a peace accord between the Palestinian state and the Israel state.
Well, that wouldn't be unusual. There's been several of those.
And that the people are going to integrate, and then the Palestinians are going to turn and murder the Jewish people.
All right.
That's what they say.
Okay.
For Blood Moon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think.
Well, I
read the Bible.
This crap isn't in the Bible. this is just, okay, so there's lots of end times conversations that go on inside and outside of Christianity. This is just part of that conversation. I can't comment on it because so far everybody who's talked about it has been wrong. Paul, the most prolific author of books of the Bible, claimed that it was happening soon. I consider that, you know, therefore to be a sort of a failing of the Bible already when its most prolific author, especially in the New Testament, claims that Jesus is coming soon, and so far it's been 2,000 years.
So here's what they propose, Mark, on this website, endtime.com. What do you do, right? Like, so they say, we must warn them. They say, the Jews of Judea do not realize the extreme danger that lies just ahead. They don't believe in Jesus. Consequently, they don't study the New Testament. Yet Jesus obviously wanted the Jews of Judea to be warned. He spent several verses of his prophecy telling the Jews where the persecution will take place and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then they apparently their plan is they're going to send their own end time magazine to every Israeli home if they can roust up enough money to do this. There are 2.27 million homes, they say, in the nation.
Why magazines? Why not just send an email? They're cheaper.
And they're going to try to, I guess, you know, try to explain to them how they're wrong and that if they don't listen to them, they will all perish.
Well, that'll help.
Let's go to your calls here and talk to, we got Josh in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh. Josh in Detroit. Going once.
Yo, 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 what's up?
Yo. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? All right, so I was going to bash on the guy that was just ahead of me, you know, talking about the whole Jesus and the Bible and all that. First of all, I don't believe in all that. I'm a universe kind of guy.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Yeah, you feel me?
I've never felt you.
You promise?
Just go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Dude, you made me lose my train of thought.
Yeah.
Take notes.
Am I a stoner?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, totally.
All right, get to the point.
No, it is the point. Get to the point.
Exactly. Getting high is the point?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Where's my bong hit sound effect? I'm sorry. I'm so bad. I'm so bad with the sound effects being a producer of the show and a host at the same time. Shame on me.
I got to say that, you know, when it comes to marijuana smokers, I find them far less dangerous than alcohol imbibers.
There we go. I'm way too late with that, but for what it's worth.
He told us he loved us. That's really nice. You know?
Thank you. I love you, too. Let's talk to Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. I love all of our listeners. Dana, go ahead.
Hi,
Dana,
guys. Hi, guys. That sound effects were great. I guess everybody,
better late than never.
I guess because we live in America and the First Amendment, everyone, including Josh, has a right to embarrass himself on a national radio program. So
I don't think you have a right to get to come on here and embarrass yourself, but we will let you. How's
that's
that?
That's true.
Okay.
I consider it entertainment.
Okay, thank you for the correction. You know, Ian, you made a comment to Mark I'm going to try verbatim here. Mark, you were raised as a Christian. Did you ever hear about the blood moon? And I have a response to that. I'm a Christian, too, and raised that way. And the one thing that the Christian faith, whether it's minister, I'm not going to say rabbis because they don't believe. They believe in the historical Jesus, some of them, but not the, except for Messianic Jews who believe that Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God.
They're pretty rare.
Exception, they may, right, exactly. I don't disagree with that. But they might believe in the historical Jesus, but not that he was the Son of God. They're still waiting for the second coming, which unfortunately for some will be the last. But you know what? Our churches, whether they're priests or ministers, to respond to what Ian said, I'm not surprised you didn't hear about the four blood moons.
Stand by. You can explain, because I didn't hear about it when I went to church either. Maybe it's like a fundamentalist thing?
You should have put this in Bible school.
Welcome up here. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people can, like, passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you can sign up for a subscription program. You can cancel at any time. And your first pound will be free. Now, you'll have to pay for the shipping, but you can cancel at any time. Like I said, it is great coffee. It's 100% organic. It's shade grown. And it's top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is the best of the best coffee. You will likely never have a better cup of coffee. It's BuzzBox. And what BuzzBox does that's different than other high-end coffee makers is that they give us back some of the profits so that we can give them to charity. Now, what we've chosen is Kiva.org, and that's an organization that gives out microloans to people around the world because we believe in giving a hand up, not a hand out. So if you want to help us give microloans to people all around the planet, we've I think it's been 14 countries or something like that, people who, you know, want to buy used appliances or fix their cars so they can fix their taxi cab, I should say, or buy cows, those kind of things. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, upgrade your coffee drinking experience, and give back. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're back with Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There, for those of you just tuning in, there was a strange call last hour about this four blood moon thing. Apparently, it's actually fairly well known. We've had three or four calls about it so far tonight. It's some people within the Christian religion believe that these blood moons that happen every certain number of years, that they are somehow in coincident with the things happening with Jewish people, specifically the nation of Israel or that area of the world. And Dana, you're calling to share your thoughts on it with us. Go ahead.
Okay, I have several things, and I'll help clarify this. First of all, the blood moons. Now, remember, earthly time is not the same as celestial time or heavenly time.
How many hours are they off?
Well, I'm not sure. Nobody knows this.
Okay.
Those who have gone through those life after death, you know, where they're pronounced clinically dead, and I'm talking from a scientific standpoint now, they have said that that time there is completely different. So just because a fourth blood moon happens, it doesn't mean it's going to be the end right away. Another thing I wanted to say is it's a sign. It doesn't mean the end. But that we're supposed to look, we were told, it says in the Bible, we're supposed to look to the heavens for signs. So blood moons are signs. And the other thing is, remember, Christians need to remember, and I am one.
What is it, but before you go on, Dana, what is your Christian upbringing? Where do you learn about this blood moon thing? Because I was raised a Presbyterian.
I didn't, and that's what I was going to address. The reason why Mark, probably Ian, made a correct statement in saying Mark probably never heard about it, because I think back in the olden days, the doom and gloom preaching from the pulpit, it isn't what people want to hear. They tend to go away from that. The message is more positive. It's more, I'm sure Mark has heard this, when he was raised as a Christian, that we're supposed to be ready at any day. You know, we're supposed to keep ourselves in a state of grace so that at any time that we're called home, then we're ready to go. And so that's why
nobody knows the day or the hour.
Tell me, right. And only the Father knows. Even the Son said that. The historical Jesus said, nobody knows the day or the hour, the time, just the Father knows. So for people to say it's March 20th, now maybe a blood moon will happen March 20th. I'm not one to say, but what I'm saying is it is one of the signs we're supposed to look at all in the sky for signs, that we will have signs, so we're going to be able to prepare. But I can't stress enough that our churches are doing a great disservice to people, you know, like myself and Mark, and because they're not, you don't have to doom and gloom and pound that damn pulpit, but you need to address people. You need to tell them, this is what you're doing wrong, and you need to do this to get there. And they're not addressing it. It's more like, okay, everybody, you know, rose-colored glasses and sunflowers, and let's all be ready to go. Well, yeah.
So you're saying you don't want doom and gloom, but you do want some doom and gloom.
You need some reminders. You don't need to threaten and horrify.
Well, that's what all Christians do. I mean, that's what most Christian churches do, is they threaten people, right?
No,
like,
no,
if you don't join our religion, you're going to burn in hell. I mean, that's a threat.
No, no. And if they do, they shouldn't be saying that, because aren't they going to be surprised when there's a whole lot of us up there from all different faiths? But they're.
Oh, so you don't you don't subscribe to that that belief system? That's interesting.
Well, I will say one thing that I'll tell you, and I don't talk. I'm a very private person, so I'm going to share something with you. I am a Roman Catholic, and our faith, you know, that now, if this is true, and I do believe it happened, the historical Jesus and my Jesus, my Lord, the Son of God, said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Now, I'm well aware of our history, both from a historical standpoint and the history of the Catholic Church. For many, many years, the Dark Ages especially, there were some crazies that were popes and priests and bishops. And
so is it the Catholic viewpoint that people of is it the Catholic viewpoint that people of other faiths will go to heaven?
No. A lot of people say that about Catholics. But because other churches are man-made, God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, started our faith. But here's the thing.
How do you know that?
I absolutely believe. I said that's what our belief is. But
Well, I think they all believe that. Or whatever. Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free, I got enough. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, it's unusual to come across someone with a Christian viewpoint that actually thinks people of other faiths will end up in heaven. That's
I don't think that's unusual at all. It might be unusual for them to call a talk radio program.
Okay.
But, no, I think that
I thought the whole thing behind, you know, Christianity was you either join or you perish hell for all eternity.
That'd be the hard sellers.
That's not the pitch.
The vast majority that would not say that, no, that they would say that people of other religions and people that were too young to accept God would, you know, as Jesus as their savior or whatever, would still go to heaven in many cases. That it had to do, that has to do with, you know,
good acts.
Not good acts, but sort of the righteousness of your heart. It gets really complicated in this issue. Remember that if all the kids that didn't that if life begins at conception, and all the kids that never had a chance to accept Jesus as their personal savior, that 90% of heaven is fetuses that were never born. So
what
you
a
have
party.
Yeah, you have this really sort of strange scenario going on when we talk about heaven anyway. These are issues of faith, and I try not to mess with them. The only issues I particularly have with Christianity are, A, I'm not that fond of the Bible as the religious book, and I certainly don't think it's that the unerring word of God. B, I think that hell is a threat. That when you talk to young kids about hell, that it's, you know,
you better be good, Johnny. You're going to burn forever.
You're really filling their head full of a bunch of crap, and they need to you know, a loving father isn't going to send any of his children to hell.
In the same way that I don't think loving fathers would beat their kids either. So the toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733.
I'm a loving father, and I've got to say, I've thought about it.
If you love that which you created, why would you want it to be tortured? Doesn't make sense to me. 855-453, you dial toll-free and bring up anything that's on your mind on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're coming up.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733, joining you tonight in here.
And Mark.
Live Saturday show, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, then one of the things you can do to support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon, you'll find the links there. It's easy to get to. shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a cut. Also, you can amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month to AMP Free Talk Live. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is very active. In fact, I just posted the video that is the video that will be hopefully maybe the final version. I don't know. I'm still trying to put the finishing touches on this idea of raising some money to get Free Talk Live back on in Africa, back on satellite, back on free-to-air satellite. So as an amplifier, you get to see stuff like that. This is kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff we're working on, what's coming next with Free Talk Live. So we've got...
You're really part of the organization that way.
If we've got something to share with you, you'll know it first if you're an amplifier. And so you're kind of on the inside loop there. You can go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier, get the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it. So thank you. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls and thoughts. Syphase, listening in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Syphase, going once. Syphase.
Hello, do you hear me?
There you are. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, sorry about that.
So I wanted to call about this corporation, and, you know, it's a common theme sort of in the Liberty community that corporations are bad and they have all these extra privileges granted to them from the government. And I wanted to argue that they're actually not particularly That they are not actually a problem in the way people will usually say they are.
All right.
And that all of the supposed privileges they have would actually exist in a free market as well.
Okay.
Explain that.
So, I just sort of get you guys' opinion, like, what do you guys think of as a corporation? Or what...
what's my concern as far as corporations go?
What defines a corporation?
What's that?
What defines a corporation? Well, it's a file folder... it's a piece of paper that's issued by usually an organization calling themselves the state to sort of issue what they consider to be legal personhood to a business or a concept that is something that is separate from the humans that are involved in that business. The legal person of the corporation can be acted upon legally with lawsuits and things like that, which creates a layer of protection for the individuals who are operating that corporation.
And is that the only thing? I mean, are there other attributes that you would say are unique to corporations or that sort of are in...
I guess what's unique about a corporation is that the government considers them to be people. They call them persons legally, and they supposedly have rights, which, of course, is ridiculous.
Well, they're also eternal.
That's true. They live forever.
Or at least immortal, in the sense that they don't die the way humans do.
I guess let's take each of those one at a time. So the idea of having, you know, some sort of legal abstraction that, you know, can have shareholders and, you know, this thing can own property, or you could have a bank account in the name of the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Do you think there's something particularly objectionable about that?
Or? Well, not a bank account. I mean, at that point, you're just talking about sort of a fictitious name. People will run sole proprietorships under fictitious names, and that's not particularly a problem. I don't think that if you open a haircutting place that if you're that you're trying to hide your identity as Sci-Phase from people, if you call yourself Sheer Madness, that you're in fact just trying to get people to come in your door because. Sheer Madness is a better name for a hair cuttery than Sci-Phase.
Right. So, the aspect of a corporation that is that, you know, it's sort of this fictional entity to where if you have an account and, you know, you can have an office building in the name of a corporation, I mean, do you think that this fictional entity should be able to own property, or do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with people getting together and owning property. What I have a problem with specifically when it comes to corporations is that, for instance, if E and I open a corporation and we bilk a bunch of people out of money, and as long as it's not criminal, then we can just, and people want to sue us civilly, we just, dissolve the poor corporation and say, oh, there's nothing left to sue, and we go on our way.
That's the biggest issue, and that's the one I was planning to get to last.
I think that's the only issue that I can think of.
Yeah, that's really the issue, is the protection of sort of the elites, if you will, from liability for actions.
Then in that case, I guess I'll just jump right to the end. So what exactly do you think that protection does? I mean, what does it protect you from?
So here's an example. If you've got a car that's in the name of one corporation, and you've got a house that's in the name of another, and a business that's in the name of another, if somebody goes after the business for whatever purpose, you know, maybe they've been wronged or damaged or harmed in some way, then the car and the house are untouchable because it's in the name legally of something completely different. So even though that person who might have been involved in the business should be held fully liable for whatever it was that went bad, they can't extract from them the house or the car as part of that.
can you be more specific as to what would go bad? I mean, are talking about if someone was involved in a corporation and that corporation...
I don't know. It could have been embezzlement. It could have been theft. It could have been somebody getting injured on the property. I mean, there's all kinds of legal issues that could come up. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm an expert when it comes to corporations. I just know sort of the basics.
And I'm certainly not an expert here as well, but so from what I found, just doing some basic research, the aspect of a corporation that people think about where your liability is limited, that's only something that protects shareholders in the corporation from the liabilities of the corporation. So, say, for example, if you're a shareholder in Acme Corp and the Roadrunner decides to sue Acme Corp because they've been working with
No, I get where you're coming from. You're saying the shareholders would be protected from the actions of the people in the corporation, which makes sense. I mean, that's not their choice. They don't make the decisions as shareholders on the day-to-day business, so that makes sense. And also, I have read provisions in, you know, corporate, I don't know if it's code or whatever, that that do say that the board members of the corporation, if they do something illegal, can be held legally liable for those actions. So it's not a across-the-board protection, but it is a way to organize your assets in a way that can protect those assets. And, I mean, that's useful from the perspective of the person who's trying to protect their assets, especially if they're being come after by some government or some other aggressive agency. But if they're a person who's using the corporation to protect their assets because they're planning on scamming somebody or, you know, doing something of a nefarious nature, then the corporations also can be used to protect that person. I mean, and ultimately, the people that get most protected by the corporations are the ones who know the system the best. I mean, a lot of people don't know anything about corporations. They don't even understand. So, this is the first time they've heard any of this.
So I was kind of going in that sort of direction. Is that, you know,
you got 10 seconds.
Nobody can do it.
It's hard to defend. I mean, really, corporations, there's a lot about them that are, there's some things about them are indefensible.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'll say this really quickly that, you know, I certainly don't agree with, you know, all the laws around corporations now, but I do want to try and defend the very basic idea of the corporation.
Sure, there's nothing wrong with having a business. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a business with its with having a business with its own identity separate from the humans. But
how fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We may have enough time for you if you're already on the line. If not, you can always get on with us tomorrow night because we do the show live 7 nights a week. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com as we go jump right back into your calls and thoughts. Jeff's in Elgin, Illinois, listening to WRMN. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Have you guys heard about the Geneva Bible?
Yes.
I have not. What is that?
1999.
Yeah, this is the version of the Bible that came prior to King James.
Exactly. It listed the sins of the king in the marginal notes, which, of course, the King James did not like, and so he put out the 1611 King James version of the Bible. Now, why would a king...
Wasn't there a 1614 version, too?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
Offhand. Okay. So, anyway, he didn't like the having his sins listed in the marginal notes. And it's my understanding that that the pilgrims actually brought the, Geneva Breeches Bible to America. The reason it's called the Breeches Bible is because it talks about the fig leaves. It uses the term breeches or britches. And so the King James Version is kind of a government propaganda sheet. And I just wrote down notes here. The pilgrims and the people that founded America did this from the Geneva Bible, which is more freedom-oriented, and they would not have accepted the King James one even if it had been given to them. And you guys mentioned Romans 13, 12 or 13 or something?
Yeah, the one that says that basically you got to follow Hitler because God put him there. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. People could look up, some of this stuff. Okay, so the preachers are tax-exempt, the churches are tax-exempt, and I used to go to a I went to, a Christian school, and it was part of a Baptist church, and they were independent fundamentalist. And so it's ironic that they would stand up and pound on the pulpit with the King James Version, and they say, we believe in the King James Version of the Bible, which believes in, you being subject to the government, so that government, that the preachers are all tax-exempt, that means that they're state churches. And they're going to be ordered by the government. Now, this is an irony, and I'm going to tie this all together. Okay, it's my understanding that King James was a tyrant, and it's also the information I've heard is that he was a homosexual. Now, this is ironic.
Who cares?
The preachers. Well, here's my point. Now, the preachers care. They say that they say that they're against those things, against, you know, both of those concepts, and yet they're probably going to be told, because they say you got to do what the government says, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
Be subject to higher powers. Okay, so the government is at some point, I believe, will probably order the churches to marry gays, because right now you've got, you know, if you fake, yes.
I believe you're right.
Hello?
Why do you think that's the case, Mark?
Well, because at this point it's discrimination if an organization chooses, you know, not to participate in gay marriage or whatever. So I suspect it's just around the corner that the government's going to require churches to.
That would be a huge imposition on the freedom of religion if that were to happen. Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I support gay marriage. I don't want to make it seem like I don't. But I also support the ability to choose, and that includes for the people performing the marriage to choose. If somebody feels uncomfortable performing a marriage for somebody for whatever reason, they should be able to say no. No, thank you.
Agreed.
However, Mark, I think one of the things that could lead to them being ordered to do that is that there is a proliferation of these state churches, these churches that have essentially asked for permission to exist from the state. That
they, 501c3 status?
Yeah, that kind of thing, where they've jumped through the state's hoops for the purposes of receiving some sort of a benefit or perception of a benefit from the state, and then all of a sudden, surprise, they find themselves at the behest of the state. They find themselves having to do as they are told. So that's why there's actually a free church movement out there, which is a group of churches who either are founded without any kind of, you know, state functioning at the lowest level, or they have incorporated over time, but then they unincorporate to try to get back to a more pure form.
Yeah, I'd encourage the Christians out there to check out the Geneva Bible. The things I've read about it online make it interesting to me, but I don't spend much time reading the Bible, so anymore.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts with Joe, listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hello, Joe. You're listening to WTKG.
Yes, it's a minimum wage issue.
Yes, sir.
If a job is worth $15-$20, or there's a shortage of workers for a particular job, businesses will have no choice because of the market.
That's true.
These little townships and these cities start mandating stuff. I mean, how can they be surprised when companies start laying people off or little stores close up and move to the next city over? It's I'm against a minimum wage. Just on principle, I think it should be between two people. But, you know, it's a lot of these protesters and stuff need to learn that a guy doesn't open up a little shop or a restaurant to be a social program. He's there to make money, and if you're a good worker, you'll probably get more if you're worth it.
You know, absolutely dead on, Joe. I'm glad you really hit the nail on the head that one, and we don't have to really dig into that issue any further for tonight. Thank you for the call on it. I appreciate it. Let's go to Pete. He's in Mobile. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete, listening to WAVH.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was going to ask you guys y'all's opinion on if the abortion act performed by the guy in Norway took place in the United States, particularly maybe in one of the southern states, where the fellow would have been charged with murder. I think that's probably more relevant issue, at least.
Yeah, he could have been. I think that there are cases where somebody's been charged with two murders for killing a pregnant woman.
Right. So that's more of a confounding issue where the woman can kill the child by choice, and it's not murder. The guy kills the child, and it is murder.
That's a conundrum saying, with the laws that exist today.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's a conundrum.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's referring to a story that we opened the show up with tonight, where a man in Norway poisoned his ex-girlfriend with some sort of an abortion pill. It wasn't Plan B. It was something else.
Yeah, something he bought on the Internet.
And essentially created a miscarriage for her, and now he's looking
at 12 weeks, yep.
Years in prison as a result of that. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. James, via Skype.
Yes, the first command in Genesis is to go forth and multiply. But I know I'm not the only one who's glad to hear that one stupid teenage girl that sleeps with a middle-aged man will never have a baby come out of birth canal like Lion Freeman that you're sitting next to, Minister Mark Edgington. But the Torah also suggests that if you accuse somebody of doing something that they never did or would do, that makes you guilty of it. So in my mind, Mark Edgington. That makes you a two-time loser as far as murder goes, which is an unforgivable commandment, by the way, if you ask me.
And what goes on in your mind is really not very interesting.
Oh, really? Really? I know it doesn't interest you. It should. Your rotten soul should. It does interest me.
Yeah, like, well, you certainly spend a lot of time talking about my death.
And I'm not the one going online. Yeah. I'm not the one, by the way, spending time off air going online about a loser like you.
No,
that's a lie right there, James. James in Arizona, because he does spend time off air going on about you, Mark. He sends text messages, not constantly, but often enough.
Threatening messages that I post on a site so that people can see them.
Liar, 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 pants on fire. And yes, murderers go to hell. Murderers go to hell. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And people that watch murders take place and give a murderer a lift to the airport, who, by the way, thank
you're
God.
You're the one who wants to talk about killing people. You like to mention my wife and kid on a relatively regular basis. You are a lunatic, and all I'm doing is putting evidence online.
On your head, you liar. Keep on lying and digging yourself 6,000 feet under, you loser.
All right,
you just sound like
feet.
You sound a lot like Jesus tonight. I gotta say, you are such a good Christian.
James wants to talk about what a great Christian he is.
And Freeman that smears people online and on air. Get a life, you loser. I only call it take you off.
Get a life. That's hilarious. Thanks for the call tonight. Oh, what a loving, good Christian that man is right there. Perfect shining example of exactly what Christ was teaching.
No.
Yeah, I'm joking there. But that kind of ties me back to the point I was making earlier about, what is it? Was it Gandhi who made the statement? I'm going to butcher and paraphrase this, but it's not...
I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians.
Thank you for that. I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians. And that's because many of them are hypocrites, and they claim to follow Jesus, who was supposedly peaceful, and that was not a peaceful call, and he is not a peaceful man.
It's really difficult when you take on the mantle, take on a mantle like Christianity, which has a lot of adherents. People want to lump other people together. I don't think that Christianity is good or bad based on what James says.
Oh, no.
But I think that Christianity is very clear, and the Bible is very clear that love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, these will be the fruits of the Spirit, and you'll know Christians by them. If you're not exhibiting those, you're not a Christian.
I don't know what you are.
That's my indictment from the Bible to you this evening. If you call yourself a Christian, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us for the live Sunday edition at that time. And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.